Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, he's written several best-selling books that I'm going to tell you about a little bit later. His bio is lengthy. On bicycling around the United States and the world, I am so envious. Man, that's a good job to have. He's done many other things, but he's very intelligent, very outspoken, very focused. He's done the research. I've heard him on Coast to Coast AM. I've heard him on Dave and Joyce. I've heard him on a bunch of other shows. And I'm like, why haven't I gotten Frosty Wilder, John? Well, we got him on. Hopefully this will be the first of many times he joins us. He's got a new book out on the deadly threat of illegal immigration, plus legal for that matter, and we'll be telling you about that book and how to get it later in this hour. But he'll be with us for the full hour. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll open the phones up so you can talk to Frosty. And Frosty Wooldridge, it's very good to have you on, my friend.
Thank you very much, Alex. And also, I'd like to be very honored because my brother Howard, who's from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, in fact, Keller, Texas, is the first Texan and the first man in the 21st century to ride a horse coast to coast across America. And so he is a son of Texas, and you can be very proud of Howard. And he also has a great deal to say and a great deal of energy. And, in fact, just last Wednesday, he finished a second ride coast-to-coast across America. And, again, the first Texan and the first American to ride both ways is a world record across the United States of America.
Now, you've broken some records, too, on bicycles.
Yes, I've had some pretty fortunate rides. I've done 100,000 miles on six continents. And well over six times across the United States. And this summer, several of my friends and I rode from the highest city in the world in Nordkap, Norway, all the way to Athens, Greece. And along the way, I interviewed dozens of Europeans on their take of the immigration crisis facing their continent, which is just as great as the one facing America.
You've got to remind me that before you leave us to tell that story, because I heard you just spend a few minutes on that on Coast to Coast AM, and it was riveting. Frosty, I mean, you're a very successful, happy writer. You started doing the research. I mean, when did you wake up? What lit your fuse? What rung your bell to make you start researching the immigration situation and then to now write this new book?
Well, the reason I wrote Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences, is because I'm one of those people, much like Paul Revere. And, of course, I write for NewsWithViews.com and Rents.com, and each week I put in two very sobering columns. And when I traveled through on my bicycle in China and in India and Bangladesh, I saw the massive overload of humanity, the population numbers, the fruition of not thinking about the future. And China and India and Bangladesh, the people are so miserable, so packed in, so much like sardines, living at the lowest standard of living, that I connected the dots, Alex, and this was many years ago, and I saw that if this country continues in the same path, that we will be much like, and I've used it for a metaphor in the past, the Titanic. You take on enough water and you'll sink the greatest liner that ever sailed the seven seas and oceans, of course. And the United States, if we continue to take on immigrants, both legal and illegal, unending, there is a line that grows by 85 million more desperate people in the world each year in the third world, and they all want to come to America. And right now our worst enemy neighbor, essentially, is Mexico, because in the last century they grew from 50 million to 104 million, and in this century they're expected to grow to 200 million, and of course they can't even take care of that 104 million right now. So we have an unending line, and if you just connect the dots, there in Texas, the tabulations right now and predictions by immigration-driven growth, Texas will grow by 12 million people by 2025.
Well, I'm already a minority here.
That's right. You are now in a minority. There are less American citizens in Texas and more illegal aliens than, of course, than ever
before.
Stay there,
Frosty. Powerful stuff. Got to recap some of that and get into, I mean, let's talk about it. This isn't a joke, folks. Go to Calcutta. Go to Cairo. Go to Mexico City. That's our future. The elite loves it. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, he is a best-selling author, bicycling around the world, a compilation of bicycling adventures on six continents. And, of course, his next book is Antarctica, An Extreme Encounter, and that's going to be, that's already available. And his latest book is Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences. And he writes for NewsWithViews.com and WashingtonDispatch.com and Rents.com. Frosty Wooldridge, 58, Doherty High School, Albany, Georgia, 1965, Michigan State University graduate, 1970, BA, Journalism, Advertising. And the bio goes on for page after page. But he was bicycling before his books, his adventures, in India, in areas of Eastern Europe, in these different countries where literally, folks, children lie dead on the ground in communist China, rotting. Dead babies just lay around on the ground. We have photos of it. It's the same in India. Mexico's population's doubled, and it's going to double again. And our government has paid for the propaganda to say, America's bad, you should really run America. And, of course, they're not going to run anything, people with a second-grade, fifth-grade education. They're there to drive down wages, turn us into a third-world cesspool. And, of course, the globalist plan is to displace the Mexicans with the Chinese and everybody else. So whether you're Mexican or German or whatever you are, if you're an American and you love freedom, folks, we may not be able to survive the illegals that are here currently, the 30-plus million, who themselves, population will be doubling in the next few years. We may not be able to survive that, much less the hemorrhaging that's still happening. Frosty, go over it for us. For those that don't know, what we're facing.
Alex, I really hate to bring all this sobering reality, but it's better to know that you've got cancer than start doing something about it, like cutting it out, than to continue to let it grow. Right now, we take in 3 million illegal aliens annually, plus 1 million legally. That's 4 million plus our own population.
And it's a lot worse than that.
Oh, yes, it's a lot worse. That's just the lowest numbers, plus our own population momentum of 1 million per year. That's 5 million people times 60 years. That's 300 million people. That we will double the U.S. population that's now currently at 296 million to 600 million by 2065. So a child born today will be facing an unbelievable crisis of we will have double the use of water, double the air pollution, double the roads, double the cities. We will have double the use of gasoline. We'll have double the use of everything at the same time lowering our farmland because we're plowing up. Here in Colorado, we plow up and put under cement and asphalt 100,000 acres per year as we grow here in Colorado. But, Alex, the one thing Americans must realize and every listener out there is that we don't have the water. And in the next 25 to 30 years, California will add 20 million on top of their 36 million. Arizona will add 5 million. And Colorado will add 4 more million. And as I just said in the last segment, Texas will add 12 million in the next 20 years at the current rates of growth driven by immigration. And we don't have the water. And it's called exceeding carrying capacity. And once you exceed carrying capacity, then everybody gets to live like they do in Bangladesh and China and India. And I've been through those countries, and it is misery on every corner.
Well, listen, you're just stating the facts. I challenge all these yuppies and do-gooders to go to Mexico City. I've been near it. I didn't have the nerve to go into it.
I've been in it.
30 million people, half of them living in cardboard boxes. The rivers are actual black yogurt. Well, you've been there, Frosty. I've just seen video. Tell us.
I've been through all of Mexico City. On the outskirts of Mexico City, first of all, you can't breathe the air. It's so toxic that the children and the birth defects are horrific.
What is it? One-third of the children are born with the diminished brain sizes. I mean, they're literally, they're just totally brain dead. And also, how much excrement is turned into powdered dust so you breathe the feces?
That's exactly correct. Approximately 5 million people live in cardboard boxes, and when they go out in the morning to do their morning constitutional, they literally are doing it in the front yard with the chickens. And unfortunately, they have tapeworms, they have tuberculosis, they have all kinds of diseases like Chagas disease. Of course, they have hepatitis. And the real unfortunate aspect is that when you take all of these millions of people crossing our borders illegally, unscreened and unchecked each year and each night now, you have that percentage of the tuberculosis, the hepatitis, the Chagas disease, the leprosy coming into our country.
We only had like five cases in 2000. Now, in the last couple of years, 7,000 cases.
That's right. Leprosy now has come into this country to the tune of 7,000 cases in the last 3 years from illegal aliens from India, from Brazil.
By the way, folks, I'm sorry to stop you, Frosty. This is not a joke. Do you understand that our government and the big banks want to blow out the wages, want to bankrupt the states, they openly want to bankrupt the hospitals to bring us down? And by the way, the numbers Frosty gave you are conservative. Under Bush's amnesty plan, which Sean Hannity will tell you about the immigration problem, then he'll say the answer is Bush's amnesty plan. Bush's amnesty plan is total amnesty, but not just whoever is here, whoever can get here, and it'll let them pay to bring the unskilled here. So this will actually accelerate this.
That's correct. Not only that, think about the fact that Bush is doing nothing about the anchor babies, now numbering 383,000 per year. That means that that child and the mother then become wards of the state.
Yeah, let's explain what anchor babies are.
Every year now in the United States and for the last 25, 30 years, anchor babies have been mounting in this country. A woman who is pregnant will come to the United States. She will birth a baby, and she's here illegally. That child, because of an incorrect interpretation of the 14th Amendment, the child becomes a U.S. citizen. Once that child's a U.S. citizen, it costs, first of all, between $7,000 and $8,000 to birth them in our hospitals, which goes unpaid. That's why 77 of the state of the hospitals along the border states are literally bankrupting, and 86 of them bankrupted in California in the last 5 years. And so this
let me stop you. I cut my finger off and I had insurance, but because they know that the feds pay for the illegals, I had to sit there with my finger wrapped up, hoping they could, you know, get it back reattached properly, while illegal aliens, like gods, just walked in front of me with minor problems.
That's very correct. And, of course, our own medical systems, and I'm a former U.S. Army Medical Service Corps officer, served at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, Texas, so I have a great deal of understanding about diseases. And one of the things that you can count on is that these illegals will continue to bring these diseases in, and, in fact, the anchor babies, if they have a premature anchor baby or the baby has birth defects of any kind, then the hospital stay goes from $8,000 per delivery up to $500,000 in intensive care. And you and I are paying for that, and so far these children simply become wards of the state, and the average cost per year per cycle is about $109 billion, and that then of course recycles each year, because
so that's like a Hurricane Katrina every year.
That's exactly correct, and it continues because this president and Congress refuse to stop the anchor baby aspect of this invasion.
But as if that's not enough to have a giant third world population producing like rabbits here with diseases from all over the world, then on top of it, they're running around talking about the plan of San Diego. Are you aware of this, to kill all white males above the age of 16?
I've heard the one thing we are going to be fighting very quickly, and that is La Raza by sheer numbers is growing. And remember, La Raza is a very racist Mexican organization, along with LULAC and CHIRLA and MALDIF and MECHA, and they have one prime directive, and that is to retake the four border states and more, and they're going to do it by sheer numbers if they can.
Oh boy, we'll be retaking the cholera and the cardboard boxes. It's wonderful.
Well, as a matter of fact, right now on the borders of Texas and certainly of New Mexico, Arizona, and California are these colonias, and in 1985 there were 170,000 illegal aliens parked on our side of the border across the north side of the Rio Grande. By 1995, it was 500,000. By the year 2000, it was 1 million colonias residents. And these people, the New York Times estimated, and it's in my book, that at the current rate of growth, these colonias, much like the same thing that's on the outskirts of Mexico City, will number 20 million. And Alex,
we're talking about the state of Texas right there. And by the way, these are junction points to pump us full of the third world populations.
That's exactly correct, and we will be. And if you look in Texas right now, you already have a lot of the border states just simply being completely abandoned by Texans and American citizens because.
Listen, I drive through former blue collar areas that were pretty nice 10 years ago, and there's sides of beef hanging up, and chickens running around the street, and
that's
sewer
exactly.
broken, and just because see, folks, when the sewer breaks at their house, because they think. They think going in the yards is a normal thing.
That's exactly correct. And I've seen this personally up close and ugly on my bicycle and my travels in South America and Mexico and Central America, certainly all over Europe. One of the reasons, of course, that these immigrants coming into this country can't change or don't change their habits is because that's how they operate. And you'll notice as you go to your restrooms these days, you'll start noticing, even in McDonald's, if they don't clean it up fast enough, tissue in the corner, soiled tissue. And the reason for that is all third world immigrants, whether they're legal or illegal, they simply throw their used toilet paper in the corner or in a box or even in the trash can without flushing it down the toilet, because that's what they're used to. And we, of course, will then...
I didn't know what that was. I was going, who are these? I didn't know that was the illegals. I thought people had gone psychopathic when you walk in a place and there's like soiled tissue laying around.
That's correct.
My God,
that's the normal aspect of the third world. And for listeners out there...
I'm about to throw up.
I can appreciate that, and I have, as I've gotten very, very sick in my travels around the world. In the third world, there's no sense of personal hygiene, no sense or practice of personal sanitation, and that's why the diseases that they carry explode so horrifically. The bird avian flu right now, why is it growing? It's because they literally live with their chickens.
Well, that's where all these flus have come from, is that they'll have the human feces with the pig and the geese all running together. Then they use that to fertilize the crops. Heaven help us.
Just that's right.
Heaven help us. Frosty Wildered, stay there. We're going to continue chronicling this. I mean, it's just the facts. We're going to live in an actual cesspit.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
With the rising gasoline prices, war, and inflation on the horizon, you should be concerned about the purchasing power of your money. Since 1960, the U.S. dollar's lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do to protect your hard-earned money? Genesis Radio is proud to bring you the solution, the Silver Liberty Dollar. It's different from the U.S. dollar. It's 100% inflation-proof because it's 100% backed by real silver. It's already the second most popular currency in the U.S., with 100,000 people using it to protect their purchasing power. G. Edward Griffin, the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, endorses and urges all Americans to get Silver Liberty Dollars and beat inflation today. Don't stand by and watch your hard-earned money lose value. Retain the purchasing power of your money by putting it into the moral, legal, and constitutional currency, the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org. That's www.libertydollar.org. Or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-639-3655.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
The global elite openly. I mean, the CFR writes a report saying merge the U.S. and Canada and merge our military, and it starts happening. Within a month of them publishing, I mean, they're the bosses. They're going to use these third world populations to bring down middle class populations. They cannot have a middle class to have total tyranny. And the elite are all going to be out in their armored compounds out in the countryside. We're all going to be in the New Delhi-style, Mexico City-style cesspits. And your children are all going to have to go to school at the giant third-world public schools. And they keep it real quiet. The numbers do come out in the health departments, exploding TB, drug-resistant. all sorts of horrible new diseases, meningitis, all of it exploding. And the health departments will tell you, yeah, it's the illegal aliens, but it's still kept real quiet, isn't it, Frosty?
That's correct. And I'm going to give you a couple of quotes here from a man from Madras, India. His name was Singh, and he really was upset that I had written a piece on the H-1B and H-2B visas and, of course, the insourcing, the outsourcing, and the offshoring of American jobs. And I quote, he said, "The United States enjoys an artificially high standard of living," Singh said. "It's time it drops down to the poverty levels of the third world. Massive immigration into America will bring about that change," unquote. Now, there's a man who
lives in the third world. So it's basically, we're drowning in feces, so we're going to make you do it.
That's exactly correct. And I wrote back to Mr. Singh, and I said, well, Mr. Singh, I said, you bragged about your 1.1 billion population.
I know. Listen, that's the thing. Some of these people get off on this, like, oh, we got rotten dead bodies all over the streets. We're going to take you over.
Yeah, and I actually have traveled to India and saw that firsthand. And I wrote back and I said, Mr. Singh, wouldn't you say that India has an artificially low standard of living because it has an artificially high overpopulation level of 1.1 billion? Wouldn't India be better off with only 300 million people like the United States so all of their citizens could have a decent standard of living and quality of life? And he wrote back, Mr. Wooldridge, I had never thought of that. You make an excellent point, unquote.
So he was coming from a very emotional, well, that's the level. It's like, hey, guys, don't you want to learn the Bill of Rights and Constitution? Shut up, we're going to get you, gringo. And I'm just like, hey, I'm not against you. And, you know, most Hispanics, obviously, in America are not part of this club. But for these radical Chicano racists, I mean, they think they're on a holy mission from God.
Yeah, and they think that they have the way to make it more worthwhile. But, of course, if you look at what Mexico has done to all of its citizens, to have them literally running from Mexico to colonize the United States, and there are now over 10 million illegal alien Mexicans in the United States, then you've already seen what they do to their cultures and societies and how they
don't operate. Well, that's the point. I mean, they're not taking anything over. They're simply making this lifeboat sink.
That's exactly correct. I wrote a piece called The Titanic and the United States, and the metaphor is horrifically very similar because as we take on more of the third world, we keep sinking down into the level of the third world, and the chaos and the crisis of the separate languages and conflicting languages. Let me give you an example, Alex, because I'm a former teacher here in Colorado, and just in 1999, the Denver Public Schools had a eighth grade starting class of 5,663 students, but this year in May, only 1,884 of them graduated. Of course, that's a 65% dropout and flunkout rate, but here's the underscoring numbers of that crisis. In Colorado, we have a quarter of a million illegal aliens. We have well over 30,000 students in the Denver Public Schools who are illegal alien children. They speak about 50 different languages, and one out of five teachers quits in the nine-month cycle during those 5 years. And so, as you can imagine, the classroom learning environment was a complete total chaos and disaster, not only for the illegal alien children who are functionally illiterate in English, but the American students here in Colorado.
Well, see, the globalists know what they're doing. I mean, it's causing the total unraveling of everything, and they just love it. You know, you said 10 million. The conservative government numbers are 14 million. The real numbers are at 30 million illegal aliens.
Yeah, that's a total. Just from Mexico, my lowest number is 10 million illegal alien Mexicans, and of course it could be up around 14 million, but then when you start getting to the total illegal aliens, you've got 2 million, according to Forbes magazine last March, you've got 2 million illegal alien Chinese, you've got somewhere around a million illegal overstayers on the India and the HB1 visas. And
I mean,
other
now
visas.
Miami has broken sewer pipes, chicken, voodoo, chicken legs. Well, I mean, folks, we don't want to live like this.
Yeah, and if you'll notice, and I really hope everyone is listening to this one, look at Vancouver, British Columbia. It is now a beachhead for China, and the Canadians are running away from it, and now the official language of Vancouver is Chinese, and they're simply adding more and more Chinese as China explodes out of its britches to the tune of, even with its current rate of only 4,000.
Stay there. We've got to talk about it on the other side, Frosty.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
We're going to take some calls here in the next few minutes for our guest, Frost Goldridge. And the toll-free number to join us on air, of course, is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. My websites, of course, are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Don't forget my new mini-series is out. It's called Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State. It covers the latest police state developments, how the globalists orchestrated and carried out 9/11, and then it details their master plan for the world and how to stop them. You need to have martial law. You need to get, of course, American dictators documenting the staged election of 04 to show how it was totally staged, how both parties are controlled by the same interest. And the other 10 films I've made, the many other videos and books on tape that we carry at our bookstore at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart or simply call toll-free to get the films, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where all of my audio interviews are posted from the radio show, where all of my films are posted in high bandwidth and low bandwidth, a bunch of other films we've been authorized to post, all of my weekly TV reports with my Best of Austin TV show. It's one Best of Austin in the readers' polls, one again this year. Pretty good TV show is the point. special reports that aren't on TV or that aren't in the videos but are just for the website. And, of course, my book and Paul Watson's book and several other e-books for 15 cents a day, prisonplanet.tv. It's the best deal out there. Frosty, you not only write for newswithviews.com and Washington Dispatch and rents.com, you also have your own website. Tell us about that.
Yes, one of the things that most Americans really want is what they can do. So you can go to my website, frostywooldridge.com, and there's a 20-point action plan right there that you can not only use yourself, but send it to 10 of your friends who send it to 10 of their friends, and it will give you firepower to create what I call counter-critical mass. What's happening in America today is we're being colonized so fast by these 4 million plus illegal aliens each year added to the 20 to 30 million we already have here that they're soon going to be outnumbering us. And they're gaining critical mass by the day. La Raza, Maldeep, Lulac, Chirla, Micha, they're all working.
But they've made a mistake. They've shot their mouths off.
Yes, they have, because now American citizens are starting to stand up and say, hold it. This is our country. These are our laws. This is our functioning society. This is our sustainable future. And these are our children and our schools and our language.
And they've got a big problem because in major national polls, the majority of Hispanics, the American citizens,
right?
They know they're upset. They're losing their jobs to all these illegals.
That's correct. I don't care what your color, race, or creed is in this country today. If you're an American citizen, it behooves you to take action. And so this 20-point action plan allows you to take action. I always ask members and people out there across the country to join NumbersUSA.com, become a weekly factor.
You know what? Let's go over some of what Numbers covers.
Numbers USA is run by Roy Beck out of Washington, D.C., and, of course, a lot of the people I work with there also are working to get the chain migration stopped, to get the anchor baby stopped, to reduce immigration to less than 100,000 per year.
But they go off the government's own numbers. I mean, they really break it down.
Yeah, they break it down, and if you want, you can actually go see your congressman and your senator in each individual state what their report card is on immigration, both legal and illegal, and virtually it is an F for most of them, because the majority of the Congress and the senators, the House of Representatives and the senators, are literally facilitating, aiding, and abetting this invasion by doing absolutely nothing. And so the key is you've got to call them up and force your congressperson to join Tom Tancredo's Immigration Reform Caucus. In fact, do that today. The number is right there on my website, and of course the other 19 points are there. The key is action to create counter-critical mass. Now, this summer, again, as I told you earlier in the hour, my brother Howard rode a horse across America, and he's an ex-police officer trying to change the drug war and reform drug laws. But I'm going to ride my bicycle next summer across America from San Francisco all the way to Washington, D.C., and sit there on the steps on August the 1st and demand, as the 21st century Paul Revere, that this president and this Congress change and absolutely start following what American citizens want. Our borders closed down, troops on the border to stop further illegal immigration, and to fine employers and put them in jail if they do hire illegal aliens, and literally reduce the numbers of legal immigrants to 100,000 per year so that we have a sustainable and viable society.
Well, you know, I hate to be gross, Frosty, but what you mentioned earlier about how the third world populations wipe themselves and just throw it on the ground, I mean, I've been seeing that everywhere, and I guess I'm too close to the problem. I didn't know that was the illegals. Of course it is.
Of course it is.
And, you know, that's a small thing of all this big picture, but it just shows the complete disconnect of these groups.
That's correct. Also, if listeners out there do not want to have such things as female genital mutilation brought into this country further by Middle Eastern immigrants, don't want such things as Chagas disease spreading and tuberculosis spreading, the average illegal alien, these are the facts, the average illegal alien will spread tuberculosis, the MDR, multidrug-resistant mycobacterium tuberculosis, to between 10 and 50 other American citizens.
It's exploding. Listen, they quietly set up the sanitariums again.
That's
people
correct.
Are dying from it. And
that's
you
correct.
Talk about it, and they go, oh, say whatever you want.
Well, that's correct. And as a matter of fact, I've got a thing here in the April 25th of Santa Barbara News. One illegal alien infected 56 other Santa Barbara residents with tuberculosis before he was caught in quarantine. And where do all the illegal aliens work? They work in fast food. They work in roofing and drywall and construction. They're working in trucking. They're working in furniture. And the problem is they're even standing next to you in the Walmart, the Target, the Kmart.
Well, here's the deal. Whether you're Hispanic and your child's Hispanic, or you're an American, or you're black, or you're white, or you're Asian, I mean, folks.
TV doesn't care.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. The government tries to force these dangerous vaccines on us, which don't even help us. But then they could care less to make your kids sit next to these illegal aliens having TV hacked on them. And when they do get TV, it's just kept real quiet.
That's exactly correct. There are 16,000 new cases in tuberculosis in the United States today that weren't here 5 years ago. And again, do the numbers. Between 10 and 50 people will be affected with tuberculosis by each of these 16,000. That's why it's exploding across America. And there are 1.3 million illegal alien children going to our schools in all 50 states. If your child is next to an illegal alien child who's got tuberculosis or tapeworm or Chagas disease or hepatitis, your child is literally first in line to get coughed or hacked on or sneezed on.
The meningitis is killing people all over.
Dengue fever is coming in. I could give you a dozen different diseases. They're covered in one of my columns that's in the archives of newswithviews.com, and it will scare the pants off you.
Well, the corporations want this. You know, I have a friend who manages the biggest apartment complex in Austin for the biggest company in the U.S., and she was at a Christmas meeting 2 years ago, big corporate meeting, behind closed doors, and they said, we've been secretly taken over by the feds. We don't have to pay taxes anymore. One-third of our housing is now public, but don't tell your renters this, and if your renter has family visiting for more than a week, kick them out. But illegal aliens, we're going to have dual rules. They can have as many as they want in our apartments. This is a deal with the feds. The feds have actually made it unfair where they get the welfare, they get the tuition, they get the red carpet. Frosty, why is that?
Well, one of the things that this corporations and, of course, the President of the United States and all of these higher elites is they are all and have bodyguards. They all live in gated communities. They all think they will not be affected. And in fact, at this point in the game, they are not affected. Whereas here in Colorado, just in the last 4 months, we had Gomez, an illegal alien, stopped 3 times for traffic violations, should have been in jail, should have been deported, killed Officer Young. A month later, a kid named Justin Goodman was killed by an illegal alien in traffic who had 9 other previous stops, but of course the two-tiered law enforcement, one for us and one for illegal aliens.
Well, that's the South Carolina numbers they just did. 25% of the fatal accidents are the illegal aliens, and illegal aliens are less than 5% of the population. They're like God people. They can commit murders. They can run people over. They're actual like gods. They are gods.
That's exactly right. One other illegal alien named Francisco Montero, just 3 weeks ago in Boulder, who had been here, had 9 infractions, been stopped by the police 9 times, was driving a suspended DUI, revoked license, had 3 forms of counterfeit ID, a Social Security card and a green card, killed a 51-year-old man by turning into the traffic and just literally killing this motorcyclist in a city near me, Lafayette. And Dale Engelearth is now dead, and his wife and his children now don't have a father and a husband. And again,
he ought to be honored that a god gave him love.
That's exactly what happened. And, of course, it was the political sanctuary policy of Boulder and the sanctuary policy of Denver that allowed these illegals to stay here with immunity. And the reason that these 3 men got killed was simply because our elected officials, the governor of Colorado, is complicit in this, along with Denver Mayor Hickenlooper.
And illegal aliens bring back, what, $40 billion a year into Mexico?
They bring back about, I don't know what the exact number, they were around $16 billion, but it's a total of $56 billion in pure cash gets sent out of the United States every year now by illegal aliens back to their home countries. So not only are they working off the books and not paying income taxes or IRS taxes, they're sending that much home. As a matter of fact, for those listeners out there, $400 billion per year goes uncollected by IRS according to the Bears and Stearns report last spring. And guess who makes up that $400 billion? That's B as in boy, you and I, the legal American citizens who pay our taxes and support our country.
Well, Frosty, I want to take a few calls from Ruben and Mike and John and others, but, you know, you say that people are waking up and getting involved, and that's true with the Minutemen and
Minutemen, absolutely.
With governors and other people, but we have 800 sanctuary cities, and Vicente Fox came to Austin a few years ago and gave awards to the police chief for not following federal law, gave an award to the governor, an award to Wells Fargo, because now the police accept the ID cards they give illegal aliens as a license. All of this going on, next time the cops pull you over, want to search your car, and they go, hey, it's post 9/11, go, hey, you go pull over those illegal aliens. It shows what a fraud the war on terror is, that our borders are wide open.
That's correct, and of course that is led by George W. Bush. He is probably the most incompetent president that I have ever seen in my 59 years. And unfortunately, he is carrying on a war that's costing us multiple billions of dollars while the southern borders are literally being invaded every night to the tune of 10,000 illegals crossing the northern, the southern, and the western and the eastern borders and the oceans. And it's a joke that he's pretending that
that's
he's actually making us safer. Yeah, that's every day. That's correct.
That's every day. But then they'll pull me over In the middle of Central Texas at a checkpoint and strut around in black uniforms. I mean, or they'll arrest a woman who didn't pay $1.16 in income tax. I mean, that's the actual articles today. Or they'll track all of us with our cell phones and now track our movements. Oh, but it's for traffic. Bull. The official admissions are it's to control you and tax you. I mean, folks, hell on earth is coming down. And you don't hear Mecha and La Raza and others talking about how the UN's putting poisons in the vaccines, or you don't hear them talking about how the West dumps its toxic waste in Mexico City, or you don't hear about how UN policies are running the indigenous people off their land and forcing them to this country. No, because your leaders are all paid for by the Ford Foundation and a bunch of old white men who want to use you as a weapon to bring down Western Europe and bring down the United States. And it's time for you to realize that you're being used, and that's why you never get out of your peon status, is because you've never stood up against your own corrupt government.
And, of course, as we all know, George Bush continues on this madhouse, crazy agenda of stopping the war on terror, when, in fact, he's inviting it into the United States with the sheer numbers of people who are not here legally. And at no point will we be able, at some point, we will not be able to literally change the cultural crisis, the language crisis, the law and order crisis that we're facing. And it's all because, again, George Bush is in violation of his
own
office.
Well, not only are we being flooded by all this, they get here and they're filled full of hatred.
Right.
Of this country by government-funded groups. Now, how dumb do these people have to be? Government-funded groups are telling you to bring down America, because that's part of the plan. These corporations want to turn us into a third-world state. I've heard NPR reporters brag that, ha-ha, our standard's dropping, this will teach us. No, that's the elite doesn't want to compete with the middle class, folks.
Yes, and if I can guarantee you this, they just showed where the four bombers over in London this summer, when I was over in Europe bicycling through Europe, one of the citizens I talked to said that these immigrants are centuries behind us, and all they can do is bring our culture and our country down, because the only thing they do is hang out at the refugee centers, and the only thing they produce are babies, and the only thing they use is welfare. And all four of those UK bombers were a first-generation immigrant.
Well, the government's got to have clients. They got to have somebody to bloat the size of it. Let's go ahead and take a call. Let's talk to Ruben in Ohio. Ruben, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, this is going to sound really silly, but can I become a Mexican citizen and then sneak over to America and enjoy all illegal immigrant
benefits? No, you have to be, basically, you have to be born there. Until recently, you can't even own property there. They will arrest you, beat you up, suck money out of you, put you in a camp if you try to sneak into Mexico. But if you could become a god human, then you could come here and have god power.
And then could I ask Frosty for that website again where the 20 points are?
Yes, it's FrostyWooldrIdge.com. FrostyWooldridge.com, and my columns twice a week are on NewsWithViews.com and Rinse.com.
Okay, and I'm looking forward to August 1st next year.
Yes, sir, because I'm going to be riding my bicycle all the way from the Golden Gate Bridge all the way to Washington, D.C. We're also planning a huge march, and it's time for American citizens to get off their duffs, get off the lazy boy, get
off the... Look, it's simple. There's 6.5 billion people. There's going to be 8 billion by the turn of this decade. They all want to come here. They can't come here. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hello. You got a great show, Alex. God bless you, Frosty, for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Real quick question. I have a brother-in-law, and I don't care if he's my brother-in-law. He has a manufacturing plant here in the Chicago suburbs, and he's got about 50 illegals. He bragged about it, laughing about it. Rich, wealthy man, lives in a gated community, and I want to turn him in.
You can call. I know one number you can call. It's out here in Colorado, 303-371-3841. Extension 301, and you can report, but you can also find the number from that number for the Chicago area, and I was born in Chicago, so...
Tell you what, stay there, Mike, Frosty, we'll come back and talk about it, but don't hold your breath. I mean, there could be a billion illegals in there barbecuing small children. The feds won't do anything, but it is good to at least put it on record, so you should report that enemy force that is embedded right there with your traitorous brother-in-law. We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
New World Order is threatened by independence. It's threatened by freedom. It's threatened by independent wealth. They openly say their plan is to use open borders, global taxation, to bring this country down. And it's not a joke. It's not a game. We've got to get control of it now. In fact, it already may be too late. It's that bad. But it's only going to get worse if we don't stop it. And it'll be a huge group that can't communicate with each other, who have no history of freedom. They'll go vote for gun control. They'll go vote for all of this stuff. Mike, yeah, there's a national program with the Minutemen as well now, focusing on turning people in who are hiring illegal aliens.
Yeah, Alex, I just want to say, too, but, you know, who are we to trust? I mean, we know the government's corrupt. And I wanted to ask Frosty, you know, okay, we call immigration. We turn these people in. How do we know they're really going to do their job in eliminating these illegals?
No, you tell them that you're going to write letters to the editor if they don't do something. I mean,
well, the key here is, Mike, and I would really recommend this, don't read the news or talk about the news. Become the news. The reason I'm going to ride across America is I'm going to hit every state capital and every newspaper and every city, and I'm going to be talking to people across the country that want
Here's the old saying.
Become the news.
The only people that have a free press or free speech are those that own one. And you know what? That's what I've done. I've got websites now that tens of millions of people read. Frosty's columns get read by tens of millions. He just did it. I wouldn't... Frosty, finish what you were saying.
Yeah, and the key here is go on down to that particular place and just literally write a press release and go to my website and you'll see my email and contact me. I'll send you a dummy press release or I'll even write it for you. And you can send the press release out to the Chicago Tribune and the Sun-Times and all the little papers and then the radio and the TV
and
shows.
And then write an article about how they didn't cover it.
Then, yeah, and then go down there and have big signs and get your cameras and everybody start taking the digital shots, then send them into the TV if they don't cover it. But I guarantee you, you make enough big signs and enough people. I mean, if it's just 10 people, you then become the news.
Right,
and
exactly.
That's the key.
And Frosty and Alex are exactly right. They use the toilet, not to be gross, but they use the toilet. They don't flush the waste. What they wipe themselves with, they throw it in the garbage or on the floor.
That's correct.
And Alex, I've worked in maintenance for 15 years, and I've seen it myself. I've worked around enough illegals to know. It's disgusting, and real quickly, my best friend's mother works for DuPage County Health Department. Everything you said, Frosty, all these diseases, it is 100% true. She said she has to turn her back on these diseases. They're riddled and riddled with TB. She said 91% of the illegals in DuPage County are tested for a positive exposure to TB.
That's correct.
I mean, 100 years ago, they tested you whether you were German or Chinese or didn't matter. Now, no, it's their gods, folks. They can do whatever they want. Because the government is part of a plan. John in Ohio, last caller for Frosty Wooldridge, and we got to get back on. Go ahead, John.
Well, yeah, I read an article on Workers' Org about how some of these corporations that are bringing in these people are also funding politicians who are scapegoating these people so that they can keep them in a desperate situation and exploit them even more. So shouldn't we look at a larger picture and really attack the IMF, the World Bank, the military-industrial complex, because it's like trying to hold back the tide and this Malthusian idea that people are the problem rather than causing the poverty when it's actually the poverty that's causing the overpopulation.
John, you got to put him on hold. We're almost out of time. I agree with you.
Yeah, he's very sharp, John.
Yeah, I mean, John, I agree with you that the globalists are behind this. The point is, we got to deal with the fires that are already burning.
That's right. We got to stop it first. We got to get those borders secure.
Well, I don't think we should be scapegoating people on the bottom. We should.
Hey, those big corporations, John, are using us as a steam valve.
Yeah, understood. It's not the immigrants, the illegal aliens' faults at all. It's their governments, and the situation is at a crisis level. But we're going to be wrapped up and engulfed in it if we don't do something, and we don't do something fast. So, yeah, it's not these desperate people's fault, but the thing is, there's no ending line of these desperate people, and therefore we're going to be become the victims.
Exactly. Frosty, thanks for coming on. God bless you.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.